Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now, he is Bill Ryder. You hear him from 9 to 11 here on 1250 AM The Fan with Ryder Than You on the Infinity Sports Network, also known as the CBS Sports NBA Insider. Bill, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Sparky, thank you. Hey, congrats to you and to Milwaukee for some local radio. Let's go. I love I get to be a part of it.
I appreciate having you on. I've been proclaiming you the Doc Rivers hater. All know what we're in for when I bring you on, and I'm fine with this. I'm accepting of it. And everybody has their questions, obviously, about Doc Rivers. Having said that, without Giannis in this series, how much of a chance do you really give the Bucks to still win this series if they don't get Giannis back?
Yeah, and I don't think they should rush Giannis back. I think it's 40-60 for me. And you're right. I am not a huge – I don't hate that. I'm not a huge Doc believer. I think he gets a lot of credit for what happened in game one, and it's a tough road to navigate. It just is. And you just mentioned Chris Middleton. I mean, we could talk about it. They need help from him. They haven't gotten it. It's not an easy situation for Doc Rivers. But I think for people who haven't paid attention, this Pacers team is surprisingly good, even though they're the sixth seed, right? They were outstanding defensively over the last 20 games. I know Haliburton is banged up. We all know that. But he was an MVP-ish level candidate before he got hurt. When they move the ball like they did in game two, their offense is ridiculously explosive. And we know that Pascal Siakam, and we've seen in the series, is a former champion. The guy's a stud. And he's probably the best player on the floor because Giannis is out. So, and Rick Carlisle is an amazing coach. It's a really, really good Pacers team. Even if Giannis were healthy, I think you'd win, but I think it would be more challenging than the average fan might think with the situation where it is. It's an uphill battle for the Bucks. It really is.
Let's talk about the fact of Damian Lillard being here and not Drew Holiday being here, because there's been a lot of banter back and forth amongst Bucks and Celtics fans about that situation and who really got the better end of this deal. I will say 100 times out of 100 times, I'm taking Damian Lillard over Drew Holiday. I don't care what team we're talking about him being on. Celtics fans are saying, well, you know, he's a much better defender and, you know, he's a much better leader, yada, yada, yada. And then after this last Celtics game, then all of a sudden I see Celtics fans on Twitter saying, Bucks fans were right. We should have listened to him about Drew Holiday.
It was a bad game.
Yeah. And I started laughing. I was like, man, one game, you're already giving up on the guy that you think is better than Damian Lillard at this point. Your thoughts on how that worked out for the Bucks as far as moving on from Holiday and getting Damian Lillard?
It's a great question. It's a complicated answer. I'm going to give you the nuanced answer, even though we don't do nuance very well. Because I think you're – I don't think the distance is that – look, Damian Lillard's a much better player. I think Drew Holiday is grossly underrated for the things that he can do. And in a vacuum, I'm taking Damian Lillard every day of the week. Here's the thing for me, Sparky. It's – if you bring in Lillard and you're going to operate under a more than one-year timeline, right, then I think it's a no-brainer. But you just fired Adrian Griffin if you're the Bucks because you have to win now, and I think that changes the equation for me. It takes a while for superstars to learn to play together. Now, my background in history is covering LeBron and the Heat in that, you know, Heat, three-peat, seven-peat sort of South Beach time, and I covered that team. I lived in Miami for that. And it took Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, who were best friends and really good friends, a year and a half to figure out how to play together. But they knew they had a long timeline. They made the finals year one. Then they won a couple, and they made four finals in a row. I think Lillard's a much better player than Drew Holiday if there's time, but that hasn't been the context that's existed in Milwaukee because the front office decided to fire a coach who had a really good record because they wanted to win now, and they may not win now. Even if Giannis were healthy, it's going to take them time. They aren't best friends. They aren't super close. As I understand it, they really like each other, and they're both exceptionally good guys, so that speeds up the process. But this year was always going to be rough. There's no camp for Doc Rivers, which, to be fair to Doc. So I think that's the thing. The other thing that's worth noting is that, and he's Lillard, I don't usually talk about guys' personal lives, but Lillard has been pretty upfront and frank about his divorce he has gone through and going through being really difficult and traumatic, and real life stuff matters. And I think that probably makes it harder, and that's legitimate reason, to sort of lock in on this year. So the long answer to your question is I think the Bucks got the much better deal if we're talking a 2 or 3 year timeline. But because the Bucks made these changes to make it seem like it's win now or else, if that was...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How you're operating, I think it's a lot more marginal of a decision.
What about the idea of, because everybody gets mad at Middleton always being hurt. But if you go back, Giannis was hurt in that series against Miami the year before they won the championship. Then in the championship run, Giannis was hurt as well. Then the following year, Middleton missed games against Boston and they lost. Last year, Giannis misses games against Miami again and they lose. And Giannis is missing games again. You know, people get on Middleton for missing games, but Giannis also has been struggling to stay healthy in a postseason.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, look, Giannis gets a pass and maybe he should because he's and I'm going to say top three player, and I'm talking Embiid and Jokic, and I think depending on the season and the moment and who's healthy, it could be either guy number one. There's three guys on the face of the earth who are the best three guys playing, and the guy in Milwaukee's one of those guys, and you're going to get a pass, but you're right. And this is the other thing. It's a really good point because whoever wins this year, and that's the situation, that's the deal. Everybody is injured except for Denver and except for Boston. And look, they're the best teams for a reason. They're amazing, but they're also healthy. Everybody has had to deal largely, at least at a contender level or even a playoff level and above, with injuries this year. We have seen it from the Heat and Jimmy Butler. I won't go around the league, but it's Kawhi Leonard. It's everywhere. And that's another factor for Doc Rivers. Like, I don't think Doc is as good as other people do. I'm not sure to what degree it's really easy to evaluate him right now, because you're right. No Giannis means no chance. Maybe not in this series. But in general, and if I'm the Bucks, there's zero chance in hell I'm rushing him back in this postseason because of that. We've seen these calf injuries lead to, like, Durant a few years ago blew out his Achilles when he came back from a calf injury, and he was out for a while. So it is a catch-22 for the Bucks because they put themselves under pressure by firing Griffin. But here we are. They've got real problems that you can't just rush through.
I just need you to clarify something, Bill Ryder. You said you don't love Doc Rivers as much as others. You mean to tell me there's a pro Doc Rivers guy in the media that I'm not aware of? Who?
Well, it's fun. Well, here's the thing. I'm scarred by this because I've been on this sort of Doc Rivers is grossly overrated train for a long time. Going back to his Clipper years. And by the way, this isn't personal, although Doc was personally awful to me, so I'm not saying I don't enjoy it. This was source based. This was people telling me things that then would play out, and I thought, okay, this is real. And I got crushed by the media because, no offense to my NBA brethren, or maybe it's not, I don't care. There's a lot of conformity in NBA reporting and media spaces. They're just needed. There's a group thing and NBA Twitter, and everyone's afraid to look stupid and be embarrassed, and I think it's stupid. I think that is stupid. And yeah, everyone has come around. That is not always, and there's a lot of divisiveness. Former coaches, people that have played for him, media people, some media people like him because he does manage the media really effectively. And let me say this too, because I'm out of Milwaukee. I could be wrong. Doc could be right. It happens. I don't think I am because of the track record, But maybe Doc's the perfect guy, and that'll come to fruition next year. It's certainly possible.
He is Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder. And, of course, listen to him right here on 1250 AM The Fan. Ryder than you. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Infinity Sports Network. I've got one last one that doesn't concern the Bucks or the Pacers. Everybody wants to talk about whether or not they should blow up Golden State. Does that same question apply to the Lakers?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. So here's the short thing. It depends on LeBron. LeBron really runs that organization. I don't mean that in a pejorative bad way. He does. He has a player option. I don't think he's going to leave, but you never know with LeBron. He's always shocking. If he leaves to go play with Bronny somewhere else, I would absolutely blow it up because they have no options. They have to give D'Lo a big old deal. He's got a player option this year. He's going to want more. If he leaves because of the way the CBA works, the Lakers can't replace him. Even though he did not have a point last night, you've got to bring him back. You basically have the team you have now. That's not good enough, but it is an utter disaster if you don't have LeBron. So you blow it up if LeBron leaves and you limp along if he stays.
He is Bill Ryder. Again, check him out, Ryder than you, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on The Fan. Of course, check out all of his great work over there at CBS Sports, NBA Insider for them. Bill, thanks so much, man. Love listening to you on the air.
Thank you, brother. I'm so happy for you and for Milwaukee, man. I'm glad you guys are doing local. Talk to you later.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Bill Ryder. Follow him on Twitter at SportsRyder. He was very nice about Doc on the air. I'm pretty appreciative. I really thought he was going to go hard since he's on here. I mean, he knows he's on here during the week, and he's got friends and stuff that live in Milwaukee and so forth. And Ryder is from Iowa, you know, so I didn't want to bring up Cooper DeGene. I figured I'd just leave it alone. But, yeah, I like Bill. Me and Bill have got along for some time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.